Good evening. This is Terry Daniel. I am speaking from Minneapolis, Minnesota. You are listening to a brand new podcast called Voiceovers on Demand with Terry and Trish. We are two veteran voice talents who have been in the industry for about 150 years. I'd love to just go on bragging about myself, but I'd rather have somebody else do that. So I'm going to have Trish introduce herself. Trish, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Terry. I am broadcasting live, well, okay, almost live, from Dallas. The wonderful world of technology has made this possible. I'm very excited to do this podcast.
And you're excited because you hope that people will hear your golden voice and pay you lots and lots of money for it.
Isn't that what we all want?
Yeah, we want this podcast to be educational for those young voice talents trying to break into the industry. We also want it to be entertaining for the veteran savvy voice talents that have been doing it, you know, since Eisenhower was president.
Before it was cool.
Exactly. But C, I think really most of all, it's all about our bank accounts, is it not?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's enjoying life too, I think, and working from home, there's nothing like it.
Oh, absolutely. I work out of my home studio in Minneapolis, and Trish obviously does the same in Dallas. So, Trish, how long have you let the listeners know how long you've been in the business, and what inspired you to get involved with this highly competitive career?
Like many voiceover artists, I actually started in radio. I was a DJ on a classic rock station, and I had a good friend of mine that had a little bit of also radio experience, and he just happened to hear me on the radio one day, and he said, "You know, Trish, you should get into voiceovers." And I looked at him, and I said, "What's a voiceover?" And, I basically just Googled everything from then on and started searching. I was living in New Jersey at the time and just started really researching the whole industry and found out I was in the right place being in New York or just outside of New York. So I decided to delve a little bit into getting a voice coach. And a year later, I came out with a demo and just started sending it out. And I was in a day job at the time. And this was about 6 years ago. And about 3 years ago, I was able to leave my corporate day job in accounting and do voiceovers full time.
God bless you.
Thank
That's
you.
Great. I've actually been in it. I've done it part time for, oh, God, many years. I mean, about 15 years, and I've only been doing it full time for less than a year. I decided to take the plunge and dive into it full time when I got so fed up with the corporate. I too come from a radio background. I did 5 years on air, and I have just a little less than a decade of experience with radio sales. And those of you listening, if you are currently in radio sales, there's probably a 98% chance you're trying to get out. And for those of you that are thinking about going into radio sales, I'm pretty sure by the time you hear a plethora of these podcasts, you'll think otherwise, because I'm sure there'll be a nightmare story or two along the way. But long story short, I couldn't play the whole suit corporate game. I just got tired of listening to people that weren't as smart as I am. Does that sound arrogant?
Nah.
And I just wanted to do, I've loved the voiceover thing, and I wanted to make it work. So I kind of forced myself to make it work by quitting my day job and just getting up, you know, in the morning and saying, well, I have no choice. I have to make this work or I won't be able to pay my mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out it's worked out pretty well. So mm-hmm. So far, so good. But it really is, for those of you that are trying to get into the industry, it really is a wonderful time to get involved just because of the internet and all the networking possibilities that are out there. Trish, as you know, you've gotten several contacts, several agents throughout the country through your networking abilities on the internet.
Uh-huh.
And you don't have to give away too many secrets, but can you tell people exactly, I mean, what, like, if I'm where I was, you know, 15 years ago and decided, you know, to get away from the disc jockey thing and go into voiceovers, how would I go about networking with agents?
Well, the first thing you obviously need is a demo. So once you have your voice on tape and a good one, make sure it's a good one, by the way. You need some training sometimes before that. Take a couple voice lessons, get a demo
recorded,
and I'm sorry?
No, I said no question about that. And I don't mean to interrupt, but that was one of the biggest mistakes I made. Believe it or not, and I'll let you continue, and I apologize for rudely interrupting and wanting to hear and wanting to listen to my own voice. but I just want to tell you this real quick story. One of the first demos I had ever put together, it must have been probably 1986 or 87. And I literally, it was on cassette, was on one of those really chintzy cassettes. You know, you used to buy the three in the package for $3.99 at like Kmart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those were the ones I would get, which was mistake number one. And all I would do, I would pop in the tape recorder. I would give a quick weather forecast. And then I would take the newspaper and start reading it from top to bottom. The entire newspaper. I would read the front page. I would go into the want ads, the variety section, the sports page. And by the time I sent in the demo, it was literally, I swear to God, it was an hour long. And it was nothing but me reading newspaper articles. No music, no production whatsoever. And believe me, I was recording the demo into the little built-in mic on the boombox.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine how terrific that sounded.
I bet. But you know what the sad thing is? People are still doing that.
Mm-hmm. And now I've rambled on long enough. I'm going to finally go back to getting you to tell us about how to go about putting together a good demo and networking with agents. So I'm going to shut the hell up and just let you go on about this.
Well, again, once you've gotten your demo down and you've gotten that recorded and on a CD, preferably, tapes are pretty much out the door. I wouldn't bother with cassettes at all anymore. CDs are really what agents are looking for. So you get it on a CD, try to have it professionally done. It is expensive, but it's worth it. Presentation is everything besides your sound in this business. So,
how about an MP3? In your mind, have they warmed up to accepting MP3 demos over email?
Yes. A lot of them have. There are still some that prefer CDs. And ironically, it's actually the largest I've found in my travels, that it's the largest agencies that still prefer the CDs.
Right.
Only because they don't want to get inundated with MP3 emails. And so they're looking for hard copies, something to pop in a CD player and listen to. And if they like it, they can keep it, and they have a hard copy of it, and they have it like a library in their office, and they'll keep it. But once an email isn't something tangible. So if you really want to make an impression, I would say spend the money for a CD.
Now, did you, before the demo production, you would definitely, I mean, I would go on record and definitely recommend month after month of voice coaching before even thinking of producing a demo. Would you agree with that?
Yes. When you're in this business, you're up against so much competition. Unfortunately, the sound of your voice alone is not going to get you work these days. It's going to be your delivery, your style, your talent. So, I mean, obviously people with very unique voices and very unique characters to their voices do get a little more attention, but you still need to have a certain amount of talent to get to a level in this business where you can actually make some money.
I think that is just a crucial, crucial mistake when people just dive into the demo production without any direction.
Exactly. I mean, you have a lot of people that I have people come to me on a weekly basis sending me emails saying, people tell me I have a nice voice and that I should do voiceovers. So how do I get started? And that's obviously, it's a good place to start, having a nice voice, but it's not the only thing you need in this business to really make an impression in it and actually get it, you know, actually make some money.
And a lot of it, believe it or not, I think a lot of it's ego. I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with having a voice acting coach. I mean, I'm 39. I've been doing this for a while, and I plan on having, you know, a voiceover coach until the day I stop doing this. I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with having a coach. It doesn't mean that you suck. It just means that you're trying to keep yourself polished. Mm-hmm. And as you know, always trying to stay ahead of the game. And I've talked to other talent around the country that have been doing this three times as long as I have, who still go see their, you know, their acting coach once or twice a week even.
Yeah, yeah, and there are styles in the business, too, that go through. I mean, obviously, the old announcer type of sound, and now it's, you know, nowadays it's kind of more of a realistic, natural delivery. And so you just never know what the new trends are going to be and the new sounds. And yeah, people that are making a ton of money in this industry are still taking lessons, like you said, Terry, you know, that you still, it's like keeping your car tuned up. You just need to tune up your voice every once in a while, and a voice coach can do that.
I have to tell you, real quick, because there's always funny stories in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to jump right into this because it's just something that it's just been, I haven't been able to let it go. And I think once I can vent about this, I'll be able to let it go. But it was one of those hellish voiceover sessions in the studio where it was a tagline for a law firm, you know, like mm-hmm. Schwebel, Getz and Sieben, bomb, 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 you know, done. You wouldn't believe it. I'm going to tell you who showed up to this studio appointment. It was the owner of the company. He had hired four suited consultants come walking in the studio with him. The agency person was there. The engineer was there. So here I am. I'm getting ready. You know, I think I'm just going to cruise in with my shorts and t-shirt on and do this quick 5-minute voiceover, which is, you know, this is just like one of those tags, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, I've never gone, it felt like I went through boot camp. I mean, the pain that they put me through and the different, I must have said that law firm line probably about 350 times.
Oh my gosh.
And for some reason, they weren't hearing just what they wanted to hear. And I was just, you know, I love taking direction. Believe me, I love mm-hmm. with theater. I love rehearsals, on camera commercials or whatnot. Love rehearsals. Love them. Love taking direction. Love working with directors. Mm-hmm. But these bozos that came in there, and I swear to God, this was, it felt like one of those situations where this was the first opportunity for this company to like hire a voice talent and actually put on like a commercial. So mm-hmm. they were going to try to wave their power a little bit.
Of course.
And those of you veteran voice talents out there, we've all had those hellish experiences in the studio, but this was one. It was one line. I was in the studio, I think, for probably about 2.5 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
And I've been doing this for a long time. I mean, I've gone into the studio and fired off audiobooks and e-learning narrations. And for some reason, I couldn't do this tag. And it was just, it was just one of those deals. You know, it's in front of the studio was, you know, about 6 suited men. You know, they all looked like, you know, they were from like Men in Black or something. And it was just, it was one of those really nightmarish studio appointments. Have you ever had any appointments like that?
Not quite that hellish, but I've certainly had some definitely problem clients, you know, or very, I can't say problem, but just very picky, you know.
And that's really, isn't that the real reason we wanted to do this podcast was just a bitch?
This was why you wanted to do it. Now, I've certainly had my my experiences, but I don't know. I mean, I think it, you know, it kind of makes you appreciate when you do have a great client and a very, you know, a client that loves your work and is pretty much pleased with anything you throw at them.
Oh, absolutely. And that is such a joy these days, and that is the best part about being able to work from a home studio, because we're really living in the millennium now where you're able to make a living working in your pajamas in your home studio.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. And even with voiceovers, it's even since the internet, it's made things so much easier and cheaper and faster, because you just you can do it from home. Anybody can, almost anybody can do it from home. It's just it takes some time, obviously, to build up a client base to be full time. But there's a lot of people out there doing it part time, you know, for people, you know, for clients all over the country and all over the world, you know, just because of email and internet, turning things into MP3s and just emailing them and emailing invoices and sending checks. It's all that simple. It's It's wonderful.
You know, thank God for Skype. And if you're in this business and you don't have Skype online, the Skype online phone, you need to really, after you listen to this award-winning podcast that you and I are doing, I would definitely recommend downloading Skype, because mm-hmm. you're able to talk to your clients all over the world for free as long as they have the Skype software. I mean, I had a client, I did a video project. It was a voiceover for a DVD he was doing. And I was talking to him. He was from Tel Aviv, Israel. Can you believe that? Mm. Isn't that something?
That's awesome.
And they come in clearer, too. I mean, the quality is... now, people are going to think I'm getting paid by Skype, too. Promote their project. True, no. Voiceovers on Demand, brought to you by Skype Online. It's true. It takes 5 seconds to download it. Please, please get it.
Yep. It has, it's definitely opened up worlds for me too. I have a client in Singapore and one in New Zealand and one in Denmark, that I've all talked to on Skype. It's actually more popular overseas than it is here, but when you have it here, it opens you up for a lot more web, you know, and there's no delay, which is wonderful. It's like you're talking to somebody literally on the other side of the world, and there's no delay at all. So
it was wild, because I was talking with my client in Tel Aviv, and, you know, because over here in the States, you know, all we read about and hear about in the news is, you know, all this type of, you know, violence and warfare in Israel. And he was telling me how wonderful the area is that he lives in. And that's just the part that we never, you know, I'm getting away from the subjects. But that's the one joy I have in this business, is learning that from clients all over the world.
Yeah.
I mean, he says, you know, I mean, because you know how the press is and the media, of course, they're only going to broadcast, you know, every time a bomb goes off in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But he was telling me just how beautiful and how wonderful the people are in Tel Aviv. And being in the voiceover business, it not only can it be rewarding financially, but it really is wonderful learning all these tidbits about all your clients all over the world.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
What kind of fun things have you been working on lately? Any projects that that are kind of up a level from the stuff that you do every day? Have you done anything real fun lately?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of fun stuff lately. I mostly do, for anybody that's not familiar with my work that's listening, chances are you're not.
Here comes the shameless self-plug. Here we go. Go ahead and just plug your website.
No, I'm not going to plug my website. But
no, you can definitely plug your website. Why don't you go plug your website?
Voiceoversbytrish.com. but I do mostly commercials. That's just been – sometimes when you get in the industry, you have a certain niche in mind, and the industry actually brings you in a completely different direction. That wasn't necessarily what happened to me. I do a lot of different types of projects, but I would say I probably mostly do commercials. And
And if you're looking for anything over 2 minutes, forget it, because Trish's attention span will not be able to handle the job.
It's very true, Terry. But yeah, I actually worked with Garmin GPS navigation systems recently. I have a couple of national commercials airing through them. So that was pretty exciting. It was actually it was a very fun recording session. I did an ISDN session in Dallas with them, it was actually through my agent in St. Louis, and the client, I believe, was somewhere around St. Louis. It was Garmin themselves. They have their own recording area and stuff there. They had me do one line. We were talking about stories earlier, and this was just something we had a lot of fun with, but I must have done this line probably 40 times, which doesn't sound, I guess, like that many, but it is a lot when you're actually recording it or redoing it over and over and over again. But it was a commercial it was a dialogue, and it actually, I had to say the word gluten, which
gluten.
I'm originally from New Jersey. And so sometimes my accent comes out just a little bit, and I say gluten. And that's how the T's are actually pronounced on the East Coast. You say gluten. But they wanted me to say it gluten. Gluten. Can you hear the difference? Gluten and gluten.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's a little more silent on the N.
Yeah, you're almost skipping from the U to the N.
It's right. It almost like as if your voice is cutting out.
Exactly. But that's how they wanted me to say it. So I basically had to retrain myself immediately to say it this way. And it was the line was basically me on the phone yelling at my husband. I was supposed to be yelling at my husband over the phone saying, I need wheat gluten. Okay.
Oh, man.
Or gluten flour. I can't remember which. It was wheat gluten. I'm yelling because he's not understanding what gluten is. So I'm repeating it. Gluten. Gluten. And I must have said gluten about 40 times. Definitely an adventure.
You didn't quite beat my Schwebel, Getz, and Sieben record of like 540. That just wasn't good enough for the lawyer in the suit. But, all right, I'm not going to beat a dead horse on that one. But as I've told you many times before, I'm the voice of Stone Mountain Park. Mm-hmm. In Colorado. At least I think it's in Colorado. Isn't that terrible? I don't even know. Where, you know, I'm one of those, please keep your hands and feet inside the ride until the ride comes to a complete stop.
Nice.
You know, if you're on the roller coaster or if you're going through a cave, look out below and all that stuff. I'm mm-hmm. all over it. But
nice.
I did a fun deal for McDonald's recently for their new Chipotle sandwich. It wasn't on the TV commercial, otherwise I would be currently moving into a new home. it was on their website for their new Chipotle sandwiches, and all it was, it's all these like one words. Like if you move your cursor over all these different meals or whatever, it says something different. I don't have the website address, and I sure wish I would have wrote that down, but that was one of the more interesting ones I've done lately. It's like if you move your cursor over the Chipotle, it just goes Chipotle.
Nice.
It's all these different words. But other than that, I just recently did a Thailand tour DVD where I take viewers on a ride through Thailand.
Ooh.
So that was really, really, it made me really want to go to Thailand. And I do plan on going, but that was a really fun demonstration DVD or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Documentary kind of thing to do. And I also did a tornado documentary for a storm chaser.
Oh yeah, I can totally hear that in your voice.
For a couple of guys that love to chase tornadoes. So I did one of their documentaries and that was a lot of fun. So while Trish is more on the commercial side, it does seem like I do get sucked into the longer narration audiobook/documentary DVD demonstration type stuff, which I do thoroughly enjoy doing it. Mm-hmm. And while I'm just talking about myself, I'd also like to plug my own website, which you can visit by going to www.universalvoicetalent.com. And you can also find a link to this podcast on there as well. So,
mm-hmm. Well, you asked me before, Terry, about networking. And we kind of got more onto to the demo subject than anything. But you had asked me how I networked when I first started and how I wound up having so many different agents and clients all over.
So without giving away too many of your best secrets,
mm-hmm.
do you have, what is your marketing, what is your networking / marketing advice to those who are trying to get into the voiceover industry?
I would probably say just to find as many people, once you have a demo, find as many people as you can that either produce or do some sort of recording of anything, either or agents. Agents are great, but they're not the only source of income that you have once you start working. In fact, I would probably say I make more money from my own marketing promotions than I do from my agents, because you just work harder for yourself. You know, you can't rely on agents to make a living. There are a lot of people that do, but when you start out from where me and Terry did and start from building your business from the ground up and actually forcing yourself to do this full time, you find alternate ways to do it. And I basically went online and I just pulled up, I would have a map of the United States And I would close my eyes and do, you know, the airplane thing and have my finger land on the map. And whatever city, closest city that my finger landed on, I would pull up in in an internet directory of some sort, all the production facilities in that city. And I would pick up the phone one by one and call them. Make sure, obviously, you have a very good long distance plan for that, either Vonage or something else, is, you know, you won't run up your phone bill doing that. But I picked up the phone, and you always make a better impression with a phone call than you do with an email. Emails do work, but somebody's already hearing your voice when you're calling them. And if they like your voice on the phone, they're going to want to hear your work. And then that's when you email them.
Well, one thing, too, I learned from being in the radio sales industry for all those years, during the really happy time of my life. what I used to do, you know, as opposed to a so-called cold call, I would send out to businesses, I would send out like an introductory letter, you know, introducing myself, telling them a little bit about the radio stations, and then telling them in the letter that I'm going to follow up with a phone call 2 weeks from today, and put the date on there. So, you know, please expect my call or whatever. So at least that's kind of a soft call, or a warm call, as they call it.
Uh-huh.
At least then you're making the initial contact with a letter. So then by the time that you do call a couple of weeks later, it's not going to freak the agent out, because they're going to somehow remember your name or remember that they saw your letter and be a little warmer towards you when they call. That's just been that may not work for everyone, but it always seemed to work for me when I was starting to get into the business.
Yeah, when it comes to agents, you almost never want to call an agent unless you're already in with them. But I don't even call my current agents. I always email them. I think it's a less personal thing, and time wise, they're always busy people, or they always pretend to be so busy.
Well, yeah, we'll get more into that on another episode, but.
But I would say with production facilities, like I mentioned before, if you're just calling a place that produces commercials, calling them on the phone, they're not going to care, you know, whether you call or sent a letter. But I picked up the phone, and I would just, you know, when they picked up the phone, I would just say, you know, do you accept voiceover demos? That's the only thing you have to say. Hi, I was just wondering if you accept voiceover demos. Yes, no, and you get an answer and you hang up, and it's a 10-second phone call.
And for the love of God, please, please don't ask them what you need to do to get into the business.
Yes, true.
And also be careful when you're out there networking and marketing. There's several, and I'm not going to go into all the details or name names, but there's a lot of voiceover websites where they've got like, you know, 2,000-3,000 talents on there, mm-hmm. that kind of want to take your money a little bit. And we'll get into that in another episode, but please be very leery and be very careful and do all of your research before you start spending money on all these websites.
Yeah, don't spend any marketing dollars until you've really spent money on your actual talent, on your voice and your delivery. Because the problem is if you wind up putting together a demo that's not good, and I've heard this straight from people, from agents, if they listen to a bad demo and they get the same demo or a different demo from the same name, from the same person down the road, and they remember bad demos, they won't listen to the new one because they think they just automatically have a bad first impression, and bad first impressions are very bad in this business.
Yeah, they do.
You don't want to ruin yourself.
We've reached the end of the broadcast, and I think we pretty much covered everything, so this will be our first and final podcast. No, I'm kidding. Honestly, I would tell everybody what we're going to discuss in the next podcast, but this is a brand new thing for us, and we did not plan ahead, and we have no frickin' clue, do we?
No, but I'm sure we'll come up with something.
Well, we can talk. I think next episode we can get into what kind of recording software. Mm-hmm. I've got lots of great stories about recording software. I recently had a couple of nightmare stories.
Ooh.
About my recording softwares. I won't mention any names, but it has something to do with something called Windows Vista.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, I'm not going to go off on that tangent, but that'll be reserved for a different podcast. So we want to thank you for joining us. And Trish, you are marvelous, as I knew you always would be.
And of course, we have to plug our websites each once more.
One more time, absolutely. Trish, they can find you on what's the website?
It's voiceoversbytrish.com.
And Terry Daniels' website would be www.universalvoicetalent.com.
All right.
Here are my rates. For a 10-minute narration, no, I'm kidding.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, I'm joking. So, again, thank you very much for joining us. And we're going to try to fire off one of these bad boys, I don't know, once a week, once every couple of weeks.
Yeah. And we would love your feedback. So feel free to email either of us through our websites to let us know what you think.
Yeah, we absolutely would love your comments. As a matter of fact, on this on the mypodcast.com page, there is a spot where you can make comments. But you can certainly send us an email. We'll definitely run out of material, so we'll need your help.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to always be looking for ideas, and obviously if you have any questions about anything or, you know, you would like us to – you want to hire us for something, feel free to call upon us.
Right.
And spread this podcast feed to all your friends. So, Trish, thank you very much.
Thank you, Terry.
Hi, it's Trish, and you've been listening to VoiceOvers On Demand with Terry and Trish. We appreciate you tuning in to our podcast. Join us every week as we discuss different topics of the voiceover industry. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.